Regardless of where you live in America and when your people came, odds are someone was there before you. But who? Well, now there's an app where you can find out. It started with one goal: help right the wrongs of injustice experienced by indigenous people. Emily Schwing from the Northwest News Network has more.
Victor Temprano grew up in Canada, but he's not native, and so he says he didn't really know much about the experience of First Nations people who also live where he does in Vancouver, British Columbia.
So I never learned about things like residential schools or things about the Indian Act or the banning of certain ceremonies and these kinds of things. And it infuriated me first that I didn't know about it, and then it was kind of shocking because I realized that so many people I knew didn't really know about it.
3 years ago, the web developer sat down to create an app.
It's just a mapping tool that attempts to map Indigenous territories, languages, and treaties across originally North America and increasingly South America and the world.
When I zoom in, I can see this patchwork of colors.
I asked my Northwest News Network colleagues to sign on to Temprano's app. It's called Native Land. Anna King lives and works in Southeast Washington.
That are all indicating all of the territories or language blocks or treaty areas. Where I live, there is the Spokane, the Cayuse, the Nez Perce, the Umatilla, the Yakima, the Tenino are all surrounding the area that I live.
I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia. Tap in 98501, the zip code.
And that's how this app works. You simply pull up the website, nativeland.ca, type in your zip code, hit enter, and
it zooms in. Says I'm on the land of the Puget Sound Salish, which makes sense, although I'm not sure how useful that is in modern times. I think of my neighbors as Nisqually, Squaxin Island, and Chehalis tribes.
The information in the app comes from at least 65 different sources available online.
The source quality varies hugely between the different territories, and sometimes the names may be incorrect, or they may be old colonial names, or maybe entire areas or entire polygons that I've drawn with certain groups might be in the wrong place.
Because of that mashup, Victor Temprano is also critical of his work.
I'm suspicious of a lot of what's going on under the surface of such an application, because it's quite easy to just look at something that someone put online and take it as fact.
Land is complicated.
Lena Manifi is a member of the Kitkatla Nation with territory along the coast of northern British Columbia. She's a member of the board of directors guiding Temprano through development of the Native Land app.
This is an entry point to realize, like, oh, there is a protocol. There is a way that people acknowledge when they go into other territories, and I can actually replicate that or imitate that, so I'm not being rude when I go into somebody's territory or house.
The app also includes information about Indigenous people in Australia, New Zealand, Greenland, and areas throughout Central and South America. Victor Temprano says he'd like to see the app expand to include Indigenous place names and to show how people have moved and migrated across landscapes. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Schwing on the traditional homeland of the Tanaha, Pend'oreille, Spokane, and Coeur d'Alene tribes.